This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for October 5th, 2022. This summer, two families made national news when they got into hand-to-hand combat in the middle of Magic Kingdom's Fantasyland over an alleged bump in an attraction queue. But new records indicated an up-and-coming Disney actor and his family appear to be among those involved in the fight at Disney World. Of course, his mother was arrested. Elijah Richardson is a young actor from New Jersey who performed as Eli Bradley in three episodes of the Disney Plus 2021 Marvel series The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He also was in the Disney Plus sequel called Hollywood Stargirl that was released this year. A New Jersey man who resembled Elijah Richardson was interviewed by a sheriff's deputy after the fight ended, according to Orange County Sheriff's body cam footage released recently by the state attorney's office. The man gave his birth date as September 24, 2002, which happens to be the same birthday as Elijah, but he said his name was Fuquan Grant. The man gave his cell phone number to law enforcement in the body cam footage, but when we here at WDWNT called that number on Tuesday, the man who answered said he was Elijah Richardson and then hung up when we explained we were writing a story about his family's fight at the park and asked if Fuquan Grant was his real name and Elijah Richardson was his stage name. The sheriff's office was not able to provide additional information on the man's identity. In a 2015 Jersey Journal story, Elijah was interviewed about his rising acting career. The story mentioned the names of his parents, Tahisha and Antoine Richardson. Those people, Tahisha and Antoine Richardson, appeared in sheriff's records from the July fight, of course. Tahisha, Antoine, and Fuquan Grant were all trespassed from Disney World property, in addition to several other family members on both sides of the fight. Tahisha was one of three people arrested from the fight, although the criminal charges have since been dropped. The body cam videos, witness interviews, and cell phone footage of the fight capture the horror and absurdity of the day. Tahisha and her family were all at Disney World celebrating a six-year-old's birthday. They wore matching red Mickey shirts with Tahisha's identifying her as Mommy of the Birthday Boy, and the man believed to be Elijah in a shirt that said Brother of the Birthday Boy. Quote, it's my expletive son's birthday. This expletive ain't supposed to go down like this, Tahisha told deputies in the Magic Kingdom after the fight, according to the body cam footage, which you're looking at now. Quote, I'm sorry, I got to excuse my language. Tahisha said later she was protecting her child, husband, and mother, which is why she jumped into the brawl. Quote, so why did you hit everybody else, a deputy asked her. Quote, who's everybody else I hit, Tahisha said. I was fighting men. I'm a 42-year-old woman fighting men. In a video of the fight, Tahisha is clearly one of the aggressors when she shoves two people. Then a man runs up to her and appears to punch her hard in the face. That intensifies the fight. Tahisha trades blows with the other family, and one of Tahisha's relatives looks like she is trying to use a stroller as a weapon. Another man comes at Tahisha and seems to be pulling her braids. That's when the man, who is believed to be Elijah, runs into the fray and attempts to throw a punch, but it doesn't seem to land. A bystander told deputies that Richardson family were the aggressors. Quote, there was a lot of stuff said. I couldn't tell whose mouth it came out of. There was a lot in your face, cursing, you name it. You stepped on me. You could hear all that, the witness told the sheriff's office, according to the deputy's body cam footage. Quote, they looked like they were the ones who were there to brawl. They threw it down. There were a couple of women in there who were looking to throw haymakers. Many at the scene realized the fight was going to attract a lot of attention. Quote, we're all going to be on TikTok tonight, a deputy joked in the footage. Of course, he was correct. This is the story that keeps on giving. I don't know when it's going to stop. And now this is, so let me backtrack for a moment and say, we saw, as we posted a couple stories about this, several people said that they believed that this actor from Falcon and the Winter Soldier was in the brawl. And obviously we didn't want to just jump on that because there was no confirmation, there was no identification. So we had our reporter was working on the story, continue to follow up with the sheriff's office as body cam footage would become available and records and all of those sorts of things. Because we did not obviously want to just run that without any verification. And finally, after several months, that footage and everything became available and we did a lot of research and a lot of checking. And of course that somewhat hilarious phone call to figure this all out. So I think this will be the last story about this fight, but wow, it just keeps getting more and more interesting. It's wild. Walt Disney World has released full details for their upcoming holiday season. As we previously announced, holiday cheer will fill the Magic Kingdom as Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party returns on 24 select nights from November 8th through December 22nd. Of course, tickets are already on sale. All the standard entertainment is back this year. First off, Mickey Mouse and his pals appear on the Cinderella Castle stage for the fifth year of the Christmas extravaganza known as Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration. The show features singers, dancers, and surprises, all choreographed to nostalgic and modern medleys of holiday music. And every night, Minnie Mouse orchestrates a sparkling nighttime spectacular with dazzling fireworks, castle projections, and seasonal songs in Minnie's wonderful Christmastime fireworks. Of course, don't miss Santa Claus as he joins Mickey and friends in the Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade. As well, partygoers can indulge in complimentary cookies and hot cocoa at locations throughout the park. Select Magic Kingdom attractions will get a jolly holiday overlay, with Jungle Cruise becoming Jingle Cruise once again, and special makeovers of Space Mountain, Tomorrowland Speedway, The Laugh Floor, and Mad Tea Party returning for the first time since 2019. Speaking of Tomorrowland, guests can join Buzz Lightyear, Mike Wazowski, and Stitch for the Out of This World holiday stage show, A Totally Tomorrowland Christmas, on the Rocket Tower Plaza stage. New to the party this year, though, attendees have three jolly new photo pass opportunities, and they will receive a special 50th anniversary commemorative keepsake themed to the holidays. New sweet treats this year include Texas-sized sweet potato pie with marshmallow meringue and candied pecans, found at Pecos Bill's Talltale Inn and Cafe, to go along with returning favorites like the Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll with white icing and holiday sprinkles at the Main Street Bakery. Again, tickets for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party are limited and can be purchased on the Walt Disney World website. They range in price from $149 to $199 per person. Wondrous sights, sounds, and flavors of the holiday season are in store when the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, presented by Advent Health, returns November 25th through December 30th. To the delight of Epcot guests, it will welcome back the Candlelight Processional, a Disney Parks tradition. This heartwarming production takes place nightly at the America Gardens Theater and features celebrity narrators retelling the Christmas story, accompanied by the Voices of Liberty, an a cappella ensemble, a 50-piece live orchestra with herald trumpets, and glorious masked choirs comprised of Disney cast members and Central Florida community groups. This year's lineup of celebrity narrators features award-winning actors, singers, and TV personalities, including some making their debut. New faces include Gloria Estefan, Josh Gad, Simu Liu, Damon John, Mariska Hargitay, and Raul Esperanza, to name a few. They will join returning fan favorites such as Neil Patrick Harris, Whoopi Goldberg, Marie Osmond, Angela Bassett, and Edward James Olmos. Several other festival offerings are headed to Epcot this year, including Joyful, a celebration of the season, a stirring and uplifting performance of music in celebration of Christmas and Kwanzaa, returning with multiple performances daily. Storytellers, musical acts, and other performers will bring holiday traditions of the world to life around World Showcase. Holiday kitchens will cook up treasured recipes and festive drinks from around the globe, as well as an eye-popping selection of treats to satisfy nearly every sweet tooth. New savory offerings include an impossible chorizo tamale, a plant-based cotija cheese and spicy red chili sauce found at Noche Buena Cochina Holiday Kitchen. Returning guest favorites include the maple bouche de Noël found at the Holiday Hearth Holiday Kitchen. This sweet treat features maple mousse and cranberry rolled into gingerbread chiffon cake. The Holiday Cookie Stroll offers guests the opportunity to embark on a sweet scavenger hunt and visit different booths and purchase an array of cookies. Those who complete the scavenger hunt are awarded with, as you might guess, a completer cookie. And almost everywhere guests look, they'll be immersed in festive holiday decor at the most magical place on Earth. Theme parks, resorts, and Disney Springs dining, entertainment, and retail district are transformed into all that is merry and bright. The decor highlights this year include jolly trimmings and theming throughout Main Street USA in the Magic Kingdom, holiday glamour on Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and festive touches in Toy Story Land. That's right, they're actually going to bring back the decorations. Holy cow. Animal-inspired decor, luminaries on Discovery Island, and holiday cheer that expats from Earth have brought to Pandora, the world of Avatar, at Disney's Animal Kingdom will also be part. Dazzling international decor around World Showcase at Epcot, and nightly snow flurries and Disney-themed Christmas trees at Disney Springs. Iconic gingerbread displays and embellishments will be found at the Disney Resort hotels, and Christmas trees seemingly everywhere, as there's more than 1,300 at last count, some towering 65 feet. I love that Disney's basically saying, we don't have a current count of how many Christmas trees we have. And as the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration continues, select theme park icons will continue to transform into beacons of magic in between showings of glittering holiday-themed displays. At Animal Kingdom, the Merry Menagerie, a life-size artisan-sculpted puppet display of winter animals, brings Discovery Island to life as they interact with guests alongside serenading musicians. And after dark, the Tree of Life will awaken as a series of wintry tales emerge from within, completed by holiday-inspired music. New at Epcot, Santa will now be greeting with guests inside the Odyssey Pavilion as he gets ready for the big day. At the studio, Sunset Seasons Greetings brings holiday magic each evening to the iconic Hollywood Tower Hotel as it transforms into a myriad of scenes, including a Toy Story toy hotel, a snowy corner of Arendelle, and more. As well, the Santa Claus Merry Motorcade features Jolly Saint Nick himself cruising down Hollywood Boulevard in his candy apple red convertible stuffed full of presents. Of course, you know, rented from Enterprise Rental Car. And Olaf stars in a festive finale to for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration that delights guests with performances of celebratory songs of the holiday season. The projections will also be back on Cinderella Castle this year. That means another year without the Cinderella Castle Dreamlights, which, as we told you last year, we believe are gone forever. Supposedly they were thrown away, and the projections have been so popular that they're just going to keep this rolling. At the D23 Expo, Parks Chairman Josh D'Amaro made the surprise announcement that Harmonious, the nighttime spectacular that debuted at Epcot for the start of the 50th anniversary celebration of Walt Disney World, but of course was supposed to debut in 2020 and be a long-standing offering, will be replaced next year by a new show. Of course, the world's most magical celebration will end on March 31st, 2023, but an official end date for Harmonious has not yet been announced. No details have been released for the new show, but it's not expected to debut immediately after the last performance of Harmonious. Of course, as we previously reported, Epcot Forever is going to come in the period between this Harmonious show and this new show. Harmonious seemed to fail to connect with a lot of guests on the level of Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, and its infrastructure is noted as having ruined views across the picturesque World Showcase Lagoon. With that being said, and with the incredible success of Disney Delight for Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary, rumor has it that Disney will bring drones stateside with Epcot's new nighttime show debuting towards the end of 2023. If you haven't seen the stunning Paris drone show, the full show is right here on our YouTube channel. The use of drones would mark the second such occasion at Walt Disney World, the first being the short-lived Starbright Holiday Show at Disney Springs, which ran only for the 2016-17 holiday season. Disneyland Paris also ran a stunning Avengers Campus drone show on a few special occasions that was said to have wowed Disney Parks upper management, leading them to pursue more widespread use of drone technology. In addition to all of this, it's also rumored that the giant Harmonious barges will be removed from World Showcase Lagoon and destroyed. Unaffectionately known by guests as the Stargate and the Taco Barges, the mess of oversized barges in the center of the body of water has been a point of ridicule for the show from the moment they were floated out onto the water. On top of that, the promised daytime fountains that would obscure the view of the behemoths never quite worked correctly. You're seeing that rather hilarious image now. The concept art and then what it actually looked like. Disney has yet to confirm any of the information we just said, so it should be taken as speculation until that time. But again, the rumor is drones coming into a new show, getting rid of the Harmonious barges, which for me all sounds great, and I hope it's real. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort Hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two vehicle designs are the same. Kids 12 and under are $10 per ride, and adults are $16 per ride. To reserve, you could visit sunshineflyer.com. Figment fans were excited when Harvey's released a preview of a Harvey's Figment crossbody bag as part of the 40th anniversary collection. However, the bag release was delayed due to Hurricane Ian, but now, finally, the bag is available at the Creation Shop. It's $98, and the bag features the head of Figment in a plush purple fabric with Harvey's signature seatbelt straps. The plush purple fabric is found all over the bag with a purple zipper behind Figment's horns. The adjustable, recyclable seat belt strap features all the Epcot Pavilion symbols, or the current ones at least, with black hardware. The Epcot Pavilion symbols repeat along the strap with Epcot 40 dividing the pattern. Silver metal clips on either side of the bag secure the strap to the bag. Inside the Harvey's Figment crossbody bag, it's lined with dark purple and with tie-dyed Epcot 40 and Figment silhouettes throughout. And even the tag is beautifully done with Epcot 40 in blue and red and a geometric design Figment in Epcot's new signature colors. They also released that other Harvey's bag, the medium streamline tote bag that's available for $178. This generously sized tote bag features those Epcot Pavilion symbols printed on Harvey's trademark recyclable seatbelt straps. The tote bag has dark blue sapphire handles suitable for carrying or suspended from your shoulder. One side of the tote bag features an outside zippered pocket, perfect for easy access for those items that are needed, often like your cell phone or keys. And the Epcot 40 logo is found among the repeating pattern of the logos, the symbols. The outside pocket zipper pull tag is made from metal and is embossed with Epcot 40. And at the top of the main compartment, zipper is trimmed in bright magenta and also includes a Epcot 40 pull tab in silver metal. The interior of the bag is lined in a dark purple fabric and again features those dyed images of Epcot 40 and those silhouettes of Figment. Also included is an interior zippered pocket and an additional Harvey's strap in Harvey's Razzleberry Pink. Oh boy. It can be clipped on the outside of the tote bag and can comfortably be worn. The additional strap is adjustable and has silver hardware and silver metal clips. It includes an homage to everyone's favorite dragon, Figment, as well. Disney's Animal Kingdom opened to guests last week following Hurricane Ian. And while the park was generally okay, we did notice that no character flotillas were traversing the Discovery River. It turns out several trees were knocked into the river during the storm, preventing them from sailing their usual course. So they are running with a modified course now until these trees can be cleared up. So you can still enjoy the characters floating by, but again, modified route right now. With the spooky season officially upon us at last, special new Halloween-themed greetings have been added to several Fab 50 statues across the Magic Kingdom. Guests with a Magic Band Plus can enjoy new Halloween-themed greetings from Mickey and Minnie, as well as Goofy and Pluto. We found a rendition of Grim Grinning Ghost playing at the Lady and the Tramp statue in Town Square as well. The 50 special statues were installed last year across the four theme parks as part of the World's Most Magical Celebration, and many contain recorded greetings for guests wearing Magic Band Plus as they play the Fab 50 Quest game. Cape May Cafe's breakfast buffet returned in February, but without the character dining experience. But now, Minnie's Beach Bash is back at the Beach Club Resort. Say that five times fast. The dining experience is $45 for adults and $29 for children ages 3 to 9. The buffet is open from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We went and reviewed the experience. You can check out photos on our site. Also, right here on YouTube, I have a video review of the entire experience if you'd like to check that out. So please give it a watch. The Reedy Creek Improvement District, which governs Walt Disney World Resort, faces dissolution next June from a law signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And as the dissolution date of June 1st, 2023 approaches, the district is making moves to cover expenses it will owe in May. According to the Orlando Business Journal, Reedy Creek and Truist Bank have struck a deal for a reimbursement agreement in the amount of $3 million. It would function as a line of credit to ensure the electric bill due to Duke Energy in May will be paid. Quote, from Duke's perspective, they want to make sure there's a guarantee they get paid for May's charges in June if we are not here. It's a safety net, said John Klass, district administrator of Reedy Creek, who talked to the Orlando Business Journal. Quote, it makes smart sense for Duke to make sure they are covered from a business perspective. On Monday, October 3rd, Dr. Mark Penning, the Vice President of Animal Science and Environment for Disney Parks Experiences and Products, announced on his Instagram page the birth of a rare African antelope at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Dr. Penning said that last Sunday, Lavender gave birth to her second Attix calf in the early morning hours, and it had arrived earlier than expected. Although the Attix, also known as white antelope and a screwhorn antelope, is extremely rare in its native habitat, the Sahara Desert, it is quite common in captivity. Disney has yet to announce the sex and name of the new calf, but said mom and calf are doing well and resting safely together, and they have started nuzzling, nursing, and bonding. At this time, mom and calf can be seen on the Savannah at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Hopefully, in the near future, they'll also be on view at Animal Kingdom. You may recall Milo, the white rhino, just celebrated his first birthday at Animal Kingdom. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.